This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic Banter.
There was a second where I didn't know what song it was. And then the moment right after that is my favorite. reach out and touch your friend's eyes. It's the Christmas season.
This Christmas, get your favorite photo of your friend and touch their eyes to give them a Christmas wish.
COVID-19 and all the restrictions. You know, it's hard to be away from loved ones this year, but something you can do is go to ryansretractablebanners.org or whatever the fuck it is. Get a giant picture of your friend and touch their, put your hand on their eyes.
Put your hand on Ryan's eyes. In fact, if you're watching the video version of this, go ahead and put your hand on Ryan's eyes on the screen.
It doesn't matter how dirty you make your screen. We'll clean it.
Well, can we all just take a minute to touch Ryan's eyes?
It's important to put your hands on Ryan's eyes.
Don't ever put your hand on his nose. Then he won't be able to breathe. Let's all just take one moment in silence and we'll all together put our hands on Ryan's eyes. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I don't want to pretend I'm not putting my hands on Ryan's eyes.
Ah, shit!
Fuck, man. Ryan has nice teeth. Put your hands on Ryan's teeth now.
Let's go ahead and come over here and put our hands on Ryan's teeth. Join me.
Do you remember the first Men in Black movie where the secret was in Orion's teeth?
Old Ryan's teeth.
Old Ryan's teeth. Fuck, man.
guys, welcome. Thank you, Mike. You got us back on the track. We were off the rails with Ryan over here. By the way, are you seeing this mirrored or does it look backwards? Does it look well? That you can read it?
I can read it.
Great. That's all.
But I'm dyslexic, so I'm not the
well, bless
the
you.
Measuring stick.
Dyslexic. Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Mike and I were just discussing I don't know, like Christmas or something? What were we talking about?
We were actually talking about wrestling.
We were talking about wrestling. Oh, because, you know, Mike and I have been playing a lot of Fortnite together, and it's a real... what's that?
I was just going to say it's a game that you should check out.
It's a brand new game you should check out. And also, I just wanted to say that it's a time that I cherish for our friendship. Because it is us literally just being on a phone call for hours. And we're just like, what are you doing? No, what are you doing? No, what are you doing?
What's the kind of snacks you making?
What are you drinking? What'd you just take a drink of?
I heard you put your whole hand in the air fryer.
But Mike, I wonder if, because I think, and you know, this is kind of inside baseball, but we can talk a little bit about how Dynamic Banter, Dynamic Banter work. And, oh shit, not what you're drinking. I probably should. I should probably consider not doing that when you're taking a drink or something.
It's oh, tough shit. On your Ryan's eyes. It's tough.
Mike and I, like, there are times where we'll kind of like, we'll hang out like all the time. We'll text each other and we'll call each other and whatever. And maybe sometimes we'll take a walk around the block or something. And then there's times where we kind of don't see each other. And then we are kind of just doing our own thing. And we'll check in on each other like infrequently, but we're kind of like, you know, distant. And but during either of those times, we're still doing dynamic banter. So mm-hmm. I'm curious as to how the time we kind of spend apart from each other makes the show, like, what's that version of the show? And then what's the version of the show where we're like talking all the time?
Yeah, I understand that. There probably definitely is a difference.
Yeah.
I used to notice it a lot more. I feel like when I don't talk to you, I'm more excited to talk to you about what's going on in our lives that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And catching up. And sometimes a natural catch up is, everyone loves a natural catch up. You go to Whole Foods.
You go to Whole Foods again.
But I do think it made a lot more of a difference when we were in the same place.
Totally.
Because it would be like, we would sit down in front of a camera and have that. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a moment.
So there's like four kind of like through line versions of the show that you can kind of assemble. You could kind of like figure out if you're like a super fan.
Eras?
Yeah, there's like the start here in the kitchen, in my kitchen here in the apartment. And then there's the Valley Folk office. And then there's your place. And then there's Social Distant. And then there's like us hanging out all the time. And then there's us not hanging out and then coming to the show. Like, it's interesting. There is a lot of different ways for the show to kind of like feel different or work differently, you know? Like, I think obviously the best version of the show is when we're in the same room together. That's the way to go. But, you know, I also love doing this live with you. Like, when we do,
when we do on stage and shit. Sure.
Like, if I had to do them in order of my favorite. Much. Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, you stop me when this is blowing ourselves, but I think especially in a live setting, I think we, like lift each other up very well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And when people are there, like in the same, I don't know, there's nothing like a room full of people who want to be excited.
And who are excited to be there and want to see you and are excited about what they're going to experience. And every time we do a live show, it's always different. Like, we've never done the same show twice by any means. I can truly say that. No, we couldn't memorize that. But we also couldn't really, like, the structure is maybe the only thing that kind of remains similar. Like, we kind of, like, you know, we kind of just go, well, let's just do the podcast show. And then after that, we'll do like a Q&A. And that's like kind of the format of our live show. But it changes because, like, you know, even with the live one we did online, you know, it was kind of like we had a bunch of guests to bring in, and then we did like a costume contest, and then we did a Q&A. So there's just like all sorts of different versions of the show. It's really fun.
Dude, one of the things I like the most about the podcast as a whole, when we're talking about like all the different eras and even back to like Cloverfield's times and how our relationship has, how our relationship has changed. It really is. I think if we were to ever stop and you look back at the Dynamic Banter project as a whole, it is just like what it says. Every episode, no matter what's going on, is the same thing. It's two friends trying to like laugh as hard as they can with each other. And then at the end, we do a History Road thing. This has been like the constant. And it's changed a lot. And there were times that I like more than obviously the Zoom call, just for what it is and circumstance wise, it's my least favorite iteration of the show, but it's what we have to do. But it is part of like what makes the Dynamic Banter podcast, as will be anything that anything that happens after this.
I think,
and I'm just excited that it didn't, it's never going to stay the exact same.
No.
And it's within your own interpretation if you think it's gotten stale or not, but it's always going to be a conversation between two people and exploring their
bodies through banter.
And I feel like the live version of the Zoom call, like the live, the quarantine, the pandemic live show of Dynamic Banter, is kind of like a fun companion to the Zoom call version of the show we've been doing for the past like 6 months or whatever. Because it's, you know, this is the way, if you're watching the video version of the podcast on youtube.com/dynamicbanter, you're basically watching the call Mike and I are having right now. Like you're getting like a nice background that Ryan put together. Excuse me, I'm talking. And, I mean, shut the fuck up. Right. Mummy agrees, I think. Oh, okay. But like, you know, so you're seeing this call that we're having right now, which is live to Mike and I right now. And we like, I mean, at this point in the show, we don't even, I don't edit the fucking thing anymore. Like maybe we'll, like an hour after we do the show, like I'll text Mike and be like, hey, do you think I should cut out that part where I said
we made a terrible mistake?
Yeah, did we blow it today with saying this thing, or should we cut out this thing or whatever? We rarely
do
that.
Do you think we just blew hundreds of dollars? be
honest. Did we just burn a bucket of money? And we can very easily undo that by just trimming out 3 seconds of the podcast.
Did we hurt our family's well-being for a second?
So I just, you know, we do this Zoom version and, we hardly ever cut it out. So it is kind of like, this is whatever Mike and I are doing in real time right now, as we record, this is what you get essentially every time. Mm-hmm. And the, and you're seeing it as like a Zoom call essentially on the video. And when we do a live version of the show, you're in the Zoom call. You know, like, yeah. So it's
you
kind
have
of
entered
like
the Zoom call.
You have entered the chat has entered the chat. And to me, it's like a cool companion to this version of the show that we're kind of like forced to do. And we're more responsible to do, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's a companion to that, I think. And just like when we're in the same room together, when we're back to civilized life, you know, the outside times, seeing us on stage will be very similar to Mike and I being in the same room together. There's just more people there.
It's going to be us reenacting a Zoom call in person.
Yeah, we should just, the first time we ever do a live show after this, we should just build a giant like Zoom template that we just, yeah. And we could sit in each square, like there'll be a cutout that
dude,
we sit
there should
behind.
Be like, you know, let's say in a perfect world, somebody rebuilt the soda parlor in in Nashville. We go to the soda parlor and people sit in, and there's, you know, 150, 200 seats, whatever it was. And all you see is like the stage, the way it was set up, and there's a table and chairs, but there's two screens. And then we're like in the bathroom and the green room, just having a Zoom call.
Dude, that's very funny.
We're in the building.
Dude, I'd love to do that. Watch a Zoom call. With like the best way to do that would be a reveal, right? Like there's a curtain that kind of comes up and then you see the two screens and we're just in there. Hey everybody.
Yeah.
But we do
there
that for like
no meet and greet.
We do that for like 10 minutes or something, and then we come out onto stage and we do like, you know,
after
that'd be a fun
fireworks
bit.
Happen.
Right, right. And then the Cirque du Soleil shit. but yeah, it's interesting because we've certainly been kind of hanging out a lot outside of the show. Doing Fortnite stuff. And so, you know, and it's awesome that I've found no shortage of things to like talk to you about. And there's no shortage of things to dissect and analyze and have banter about. And I just love that we're even when we're still hanging out, like on a weekly basis, daily sometimes, you know, it's still a good show. We're still able to just converse with each other, and it's still good and fun and funny.
I just like talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you. And also, you know, something that happened as you get older is like, you don't have friends like you did when you were younger. When you're younger, a lot of times, you know, you're just surrounded by people who you have the option of being friends with. And that circle kind of gets smaller and smaller as you get older. So you really cherish the people who, you know, you might be different in very fundamental ways, but me and you laugh a certain way. We share a sense of humor, which is a really beautiful, special thing, especially when, you know, so many things are less than ideal right now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to you know, your sense of humor is something, if something catches you the right way, it could turn your whole day around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to, you know, nurture the friendships built on the similar sense of humor.
Yeah. And like, similarly, like just being able to lose your shit laughing with someone because they really just found that like soft spot that like nobody else finds. Like, it's just that sense of humor wavelength that like when two people share, there's just like, you just lose your shit in a way that's so powerful. It feels like you're re-energizing your like mojo and shit. Like, it's just
that Eminem song, Lose Your Shit.
Yes.
Yeah. You only get one shot.
That's right.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about this morning? Can What's I say that? One thing?
Of course. Say
I was
one
thinking
thing.
About what I was like putting away my clothes today. And I was thinking about, this is weird that we're having this conversation, because I was thinking about the relationship that you and I have and about how hard we laugh at stupid stuff and how it happens more often than not. And I'm like, I don't know if it was just because I was an easy to entertain only child and I would have to make myself laugh and stuff like that. But there was definitely a definitive point in my life where if you just ended a sentence or a joke with just the phrase dirty farts, I would laugh just as hard as the hardest that we've ever laughed.
Yeah.
And it changes as time goes dirty on. But farts. Literally just like unexpected ending a sentence or a joke with dirty farts.
Yeah.
That would have done it for me as much as like, you know.
Yeah, any absolutely.
Of our best jokes with
and
each other.
It, and it is like it's relatable because a lot of people will email us or message us or hit us up and say that their friends are similar to us and like they have their own ecosystem of language and weird fucking, you know, weird scrambling of the English language and fucking with words and shit. And it's so cool. I love that. Cause you know, you find your people and then you build this like fun community and stuff. And Mike and I were talking about, and this is more for, you know, I hate talking about things that are like hypothetically possible or like something that would be cool to do.
Under promise.
But.
And over deliver.
But I think that this could make us accountable if we keep talking about this potential.
Or it could let a lot of people down. So it's important to examine both sides.
Yeah, but I think this is one of those things that's like, I don't know if we could screw that up. I don't know. Whatever. I won't talk about it. But we have talked about, you know, some kind of a guide that Mike and I could.
Just don't. That way, if it happens, you don't talk about. You don't hype up a surprise. A surprise is a surprise because it's the culmination of a lot of work.
Yeah.
Talking about it beforehand releases whatever shit in your head that is like, oh, this feels good to say. And then that takes away from the work it takes to do the thing right.
Yeah.
You know I love you.
Of course. No, you're right. You're totally right. Like, this is all, it's all from a place of, you know, I mean,
I've been working on a fucking thing with an artist that I've said nothing about for months now.
Mm.
You think about that.
That's awesome. I love that.
You think about that. I have forgotten that I'm working on this thing 3 or 4 times already. It's a surprise to me.
I just remembered it.
You'll never know what it is, and there'll never be a hint of it until it
happens.
And then hopefully for everyone who's still on the journey by that time, that'll give them a real special feeling.
It's like Cloverfield. Like one day there was just a trailer. One day there was just a trailer for Cloverfield, and you're like, what the fuck?
And which then is truly what the entire podcast is based on. What if somebody said, I heard a monster's going to come out of Long Island Sound. It's going to be pretty pissed off.
It's a lion.
It's huge.
It's a lion. It's a riot. Yeah, it's I just get excited and like, look, I've got tons of ideas that I've never talked about. And I, believe it or not, even though our jobs are to like discuss almost every aspect of our lives in like in a comedic way, you know, share all the details. But somehow I do have projects I don't talk about. There's just some that are so exciting. And in the moment when you're discussing something, you know, that kind of like connects to it, it just makes I just get excited. I'm just an excited guy. It's hard for me to contain my excitement. And that's the thing. Like, you know, Mike and I are, this is our company together, you know? And when there's, when something happens, it's like two of us trying to figure out how to navigate it. And so, dude, you know, I'm always the excited
about the excitement part.
Yeah.
So as excited as you feel, everyone, I think, feels excited the same way.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it is to be excited. It's that Christmas morning or whenever you celebrate morning, right? And you feel excited. The reason I like to, I want to do the over promise and, or the under promise and over deliver thing is because I don't ever want to take someone's excitement and not be able to like fulfill that. I don't want to let somebody down off a ledge of excitement that just hearing something might put them on.
I get that. You know? I totally get that.
I want to meet them where they are. And I don't want to let anyone down. I know it's inevitable that we're going to, you know,
but you're right.
I truly don't want to let anybody down. All right. And that's just me talking.
All right. So let me get back to this newscast here. Local man farts in a Denny's.
Local man farts in a local Denny's.
It looks like I'm in a newsroom, and this is the news.
Every story is about rhyme.
Every story is about rhyme. So anyway, it's just fun that we've been hanging out a lot, and we've been doing the show every week consistently still for the past you know, whatever, 5 years or whatever the fuck it's been. It's still fun to talk to you. It's still fun to make you laugh, and it's still fun to laugh as hard as I do at your jokes and our jokes and our combined jokes with this boy as well.
And also Ryan's here.
Lest
we forget.
So, you know, we on this show, we have a few things we want to do on the show today, but we're going to under promise and then over deliver.
There's one thing we want to do. Want to do one thing.
Just one thing. We got a couple of things we want to do. We got one thing we want to do for sure. So on the show, we really love when there is an awkward moment captured on film. For example, may I play a clip for you, Mike?
Please.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
So those moments are priceless to us.
Yes. Like great example too.
Great example. Thank you, Nate. And like we live for those moments. Have you seen Kelsey Grammer falling off stage at the Disney Music Hall? All right.
No,
well,
I
you
have
should
not.
It's a visual one, so you should just look it up or I'll send it to you. But you know, we love it when there's live screw ups, and we love it when there's I am kind of like weird moments that people are caught in that we can look at and feel cringy and laugh about it. And I guess one has kind of slipped through our fingertips. And I'm and I'm surprised no one has brought this up on the subreddit or sent us a tweet or something. Like, this hasn't come up at all. Like, no one's talking.
Maybe he paid to make it go away.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe
he paid to have it disappear.
In some serendipitous magical happenstance, maybe no one listening to this has heard of this, which would be even more fantastic.
We're all experiencing it together, because I have not seen this.
And neither have I.
You talk about it last night. Oh, nice.
I still have not seen it. I played the first few seconds so I could make sure you could hear it. And I pulled it up so we could enjoy this together. But
who brought this to your attention?
So Matt Robb he just casually mentioned that because we were talking about the new rom-com where Christopher Walken is doing an Irish accent. Can you even imagine what that sounds like, Mike?
No, not really. I'm having a hard time. I have a pretty good imagination. I'm having a really hard time.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to know. Let me see if I could.
Danny Boy. The pipes.
The pipes. Boy. Bimes are crawling.
Danny boy.
You want to? You want to hear? Here, let's hear.
They're calling.
Let's hear. Where's the part here where Christopher Walken speaks in an Irish accent? Let me find it for you guys, so you can really get it. So you can really get it.
Did you make me so? Mm-hmm.
So it's very Muldoon. So I don't think that's him yet. It might be actually. So the movie's called Wild Mountain. It's dude, I'm not even kidding. This is the name of the movie. Wild Mountain Time.
Dude, you're the producer and you're pitching it to me, and you're my manager, you're pitching it to me. I'm Christopher Walken.
Okay.
I gotta be in a movie.
Hey Chris, we got something.
I haven't been in a movie in years.
Yeah, but you're a legend.
Tap dancing anything.
I know you're itching to scratch. You want to scratch that itch, Chris?
Gotta itch it.
We got a project for you. Here's the script. It's called.
That's what I like to hear. Too heavy. Read it to me.
Okay, great. Well, I'll read it to you another time. But here's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna tell you what it is, and if you want this, baby, you tell me, and we'll lock it down, and we'll get you that. We'll get you some mills. We'll get you some mills.
Gotta have it. You know I gotta have it.
Yeah. And by the way, they're thinking of giving you like 12 mil for this.
Let's do it like this. I'm in.
Great. Wonderful. Okay, so it's called Wild Mountain Time.
All right.
Now, hold on. Time is actually spelled T-H-Y-M-E.
So this is a movie about a spice. I'm in.
Okay, great. This is all I'm going to say. Emily Blunt and John Hamm. John Hamm.
Don't care.
Great. All right, here. Let's listen to his fucking Irish accent. You ready? Here it is. Hang on, let me pull it back.
John Kelly. And that man after John Kelly.
I don't care.
You take after John Kelly. And that man was mad as the full moon.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great, man. I'll pay whatever it takes.
So anyway, people have been talking about the accent, and it's great. I'm going to love it. I love Christopher Walken. I'm going to see the fuck out of it. So we were talking about that, and then Matt Robb said, man, do you remember when he played Captain Hook? And I was like, what? I don't remember him playing fucking... Do you remember him playing Captain Hook?
Not at all. I feel like I'd remember that. I played Captain Hook in my sixth grade play. And I was tremendous. So I find a great kinship with people who have played Captain Hook. Dustin Hoffman, for example.
Right.
I was a big Dustin Hoffman Same. Fan.
Shout out.
Shout out one time.
Shout out to Dusty Hoff.
That's one time D Hoff. Jack D Hoff. And so I was very excited to learn that Christopher Walken played him as well.
Yeah. So it's not a movie, but it was one of those like, you know, NBC or ABC, they did those like live.
Every couple years, yeah, they do Peter Pan live on television.
I think, they kind of do. I think they do. But now they've been doing like, they did like Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they did Hairspray, and they did Little Mermaid. Remember fucking Shaggy is in Little Mermaid? He's kind of. Wait, it's not Shaggy.
Happening. I didn't see anything.
It's Shaggy. The guy is like,
baby. Oh yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So he was Sebastian.
Yeah.
So this was a version of Peter Pan where Christopher Walken played Captain Hook. And it's live. It's, you know, I don't know how live it is, but I mean, I guess this kind of proves it. But
it's live.
And so apparently Christopher Walken forgets his line.
Awesome.
And he Christopher Walkens through it. Are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
All right. So I'm going to hit play. Well, first of all, let me describe what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing what looks like
Walken has some sort of a hook for a hand.
Can't really tell. We'll see. Christopher Walken's sitting in like a golden throne on a pirate ship, and there's like a blue sky background, and he's got like a red. He kind of looks like if Dustin Hoffman from Hook and Captain Jack Sparrow were kind of like stuck together. So he's got like a headband and he's got like some makeup a little bit. And he's surrounded by his pirate like guys, like his crew. Okay, so that's the setup. He's sitting at a throne on a pirate ship with all of his crew around him.
Can you share your screen?
What's that?
Never mind.
Okay, here we go.
They found a mother.
Oh, it's nice to have a mother.
Peter Pan has found a mother. Oh, oh, yeah. The game is up.
Wait, so that's the end of the clip. So maybe the game is up.
The start of the next line.
Yeah. So he was just like, fuck it. I'm going to go to what I'm going to go to the next thing I remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he really
Peter
just
Pan has found the mother. Right?
He says it like four times.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I mean, and he's like,
fuck.
Fuck.
Shit.
Someone
Who
said,
is the line? Who is the line?
So what the top comment is, Christopher Walken's go-to technique for where whenever he forgets his lines is to just be Christopher Walken.
Peter Pan has found a mother. I'm Christopher Walken.
I think he could have done that and it would have been okay. Yeah. I think he could have just completely broken character and been like, fuck it.
Poor guy.
So if you guys want to see,
shitty feeling.
It's such a shitty feeling, but he's such a professional and, you know, he's a well-respected, we respect him very much. Obviously we love him very much. So we're not like, fuck you, Christopher Walken. We're just like, listen, if there's moments in my career ever that you can find where I fucked up so badly that it's like hilarious, then for the love of God, please have as much fun as you want with that. Have fun with it. Laugh about it. Talk about it on a podcast. But if you guys want to see Christopher Walken forgets his line, Peter Pan live, just type that exactly into YouTube and you'll see it. And it's very fun.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, you want to do some ads and then we could jump into this fun thing we had planned?
Sure. Let's do it.
Fuck yeah, dude. All right, let's play this music here. How about this? You guys like music?
Jumping into ads.
With or without you. Guys. Guys, quip. You know what's funny? Speaking of quip, Matt Robb, and we're dropping Matt Robb all over the place, but Matt Robb texted me and was like, hey, Nick Hamilton, another name drop, said you got the quip hookup. And I was like, yeah, Dynamic Banter has the quip hookup. And I gave him our code and he got a quip toothbrush because he wanted a quip toothbrush.
Thank you, Matt Robb.
Thank you, Matt Robb,
for single-handedly keeping this podcast afloat.
Yeah, he did it. Guys, we love Quip. We've been using Quip for a very long time. Our friends that could easily get free Quip asked for our Quip code, which means that they want to support Quip and they want Quip. And that's great.
And they want to support the show.
They want to support the show. Which is so awesome, and we love Matt Robb. He's a good boy. Very much appreciate that boy, and Nick Hamilton too. Shout out. But Quip just came out with this like floss thing that like I love. I love it. It's like a little toy. They like made floss into a mechanical toy, essentially. It comes in this like little case that like you open up and it's got like this little mirror so you could like look at your teeth while you floss it up. And then it has this like metal tool that is as well built and well constructed as their like toothbrushes, which are very futuristic and very stylized and cool. And it's like this metal fucking, sorry for the cursing, but I'm very excited. It's this metal fucking tool that like feels really solid and cool. And it's like, whoa, what the hell is this thing from space? And then it has this like floss dispenser built into the little case. And you literally just like stick the tool onto the floss and then you like pull it and rip it, kind of like a scotch tape. And then you have like a perfect little thing of floss. And then you freaking floss with it and it's like shaped perfectly so you can get in there and freaking get in the way in the, you could get in the back of your mouth and you could. Damn, I feel like running a lap. Anyway, I talked quite a bit about the floss because it's a new thing that I'm very excited about.
It's good. It's fun.
It's
and
good.
It's all that stuff is very easy to travel with. So sometimes you get into a hotel or you get far away from home when it's safe to do that. And you're like, I don't feel as nice and comfortable and fresh and clean as I do in my house. And Quip just makes it super easy to feel like at least your mouth is super nice wherever you go.
And if you're like, I don't know if I want like a pick, like a tool for flossing. I just want the string or whatever. Well, you don't have to use it. It has, you can just pull the string off and just use it, you know? So it has those options. Yep. And you can also pair the floss pick or the floss with a perfect electric toothbrush, guys, for adults and kids. Quip has the simple guiding features you need, like the tiny sonic vibrations with guiding pulses that help you brush better. You could also personalize your routine with over 9 premium brush colors. And there's anti-cavity toothpaste for every taste in mint and watermelon. And guys, they've gamified brushing your teeth and flossing. And you get rewards for doing so. Quip smart electric toothbrushes connect to the free Quip app. Okay? So you can earn amazing rewards like free products and discounts as you track and coach better oral health habits 2 minutes twice a day, guys. How cool is that? And Quip also delivers those brush heads, floss, toothpaste refills every 3 months from $5, guys. And shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the store. So you get all the things you need for good oral health care delivered to your door. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So bring delight to your everyday brushing and join the over 5 million mouths, 5 million and one with Matt Robb, brushing with Quip, starting at $25, you guys. So go to getquip.com/banter. That's getquip.com/banter to get your first refill for free. That's getquip.com/banter. Quip, better oral health made simple. Was that a burp? What the hell was that? It sounded like
it's just made to separate the hats. It's a
oh right,
an audio bookmark.
It's an audio cue. Yeah, it's like in the storybooks when you were a kid and it would go like, turn the page when you hear the magic chime.
Yeah, god, I love those.
Yeah, man, that was good shit. I had a C-3PO one, Star Wars C-3PO one, where he basically made fun of me and my mom for about an hour.
What a traumatic experience.
Ooh, aren't you a little piggy, he'd say on the tape.
Ooh. Ooh, your little hands are covered in butter.
I'm surprised you can turn the pages with all the cookie cream all over your fucking hands.
I see your cookie cream.
Hey, your mom's hot. Ask her to come over here and put the book down on the ground and walk over it. Mom, I don't like this Star Wars book.
Go to your room, Esteban.
Guys, let's talk about Crossrope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, is the gym still closed? Are sidewalks and trails more packed than ever? Has that machine you purchased back in 2005 become less of a flex and more of a clothes rack? To top it off, your favorite gym guru hasn't uploaded a new video in over 6 months. What's the deal, Mike?
I'm just not motivated.
Not motivated. Well, let me motivate you with something that's pretty awesome, which is a killer workout at home with cross rope. Now, what is cross rope? Thank you. They're a weighted rope system that... Can you do that every time I say the name?
Yes.
Perfect. Cross rope.
Cross
is the weighted jump rope system that makes working out fun with their unique fitness app. It combines the intense cardio workout of jumping rope with the full body resistance training. Get a full body workout in just 30 minutes at home or anywhere else you want to take the cross rope. I'll tell you what I love about cross rope. I use it in my home. I have a space for it. And there's a couple of different sizes. There's one for like weight training, and then there's one for like, I don't want to mess it up. I'll read the copy so we could get to it. But I sent Will Haynes one, and he's been sending me videos of him doing it, and I've asked him to stop. But he'll send me 3 to 5 15-minute jump rope workout videos where he's not saying a word and there's no music playing and you could just hear his breathing, and he keeps sending them to me and I've asked him to stop.
69.
Guys, Mike, what do you love the most about the design of cross rope?
I love that it got me into jumping rope.
Hell yeah.
For the first time since maybe fourth grade. And I also loved how when I went outside and did it, also before we had the dining room table, I was able to do it inside the house. Wouldn't recommend that, very unsafe. But I did it outside and it felt like a whole body workout. And I did it for like 30 seconds because I'm not very good at it because I don't have great balance because I'm a little, I have short Italian legs. Thank you, Ryan. But it was fun, and it does feel like you're working out your entire self, which is a nice change of pace from being on the couch and being inside your house during a pandemic.
Absolutely, man. And it doesn't require any, like, you know, bulky equipment or machines. It's literally just like it's jump rope like you remember it, but updated for the future. It's future, yeah. Jump rope. It's like weighted, and the handles have these like clips. They have clips that you can you press buttons. There are these buttons on the side of the handles that you can like attach and detach different rope sizes, essentially, so that you can like use different types of ropes, essentially. There's weighted ropes that add full body strength training to high intensity cardio, and get your heart rate up while working your core, your back, your shoulders, arms, glutes, and more. No fluff, just fun. It's an effective workout anyone can do. Crossrope is reinventing the home workout experience, guys, because, you know, you just do it at home. And they're durable steel ropes with ergonomic handles and patented fast clip system for swapping weights fast. And you get free anytime access to workout routines and fitness challenges with the Cross Rope app. How cool is that? It's easy to get started with Cross Rope. You just order your ropes, download the app, and start seeing results. You can choose between Cross Rope's Get Lean or Get Strong jump rope sets, depending on your goals. Or you could get the best value for both with the Get Fit bundle, which has both things. So why don't you track your workouts and see a map of your progress on Crossrope's free app as well. And they offer a free 60-day risk-free money-back guarantee. So guys, are you ready for a new cardio and full-body home workout? Right now, you can get $40 off the Get Fit bundle, which contains both of the weighted ropes, plus free shipping at crossrope.com/banter. That's crossrope.com/banter. Thank you, Crossrope.
Rope. You're going to like the way you're jumping around.
You're going to like the way you rope.
Is that it for today?
That's it, baby.
Dude, dude, can we give a quick shout out real quick to the sales team at Headgum
for
keeping us busy, not only since the beginning of our podcasting career, but all throughout the pandemic?
Absolutely.
Just crazy appreciative of them over there. And thank you for being with us since the beginning.
Absolutely. Been taking care of us. They've been our, you know, they're kind of like our sugar mama. We got to just, we go out and we work, we hustle, and then they, you know, they do their thing on their side, and they've been taking real good care of us. And we're
like each other's mothers.
We're each other's mothers. Yeah.
Like they give us money and we give them love. Yeah. I'm still working it out. If I was at an open mic right now, I'd be like, yeah, that's what that deserved.
So Mike okay, and so I, Steve, yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Let's play a little game.
Okay.
And this is a game that we were discussing right before we went on the air. The game does not have a specific theme song or title at the moment, but let's picture it like this. Steve, you're in a level 2 improv class at the moment.
Okay.
Most of the class is out with a sickness. Let's call it COVID-18.
Okay.
Because we don't want to get sued.
Or remind anybody about what's going on.
No, this is just, it's different. So you are meant to pick, hand pick the rest of your improv team. Let's say maybe you need 4 members, maybe you have 3 right now. There's 1 slot left.
I need
you
one
look
more.
Around the class. You're not familiar with anyone, but three or four of these people, whether you know it or not, are ex-pro wrestlers.
Okay, I'm into that.
Okay. So you tap in your mind, you say, what has this person done in the past? What's this person's contribution to the squadron going to be? And so I have some audio clips that I've emailed to you. And based on these audio clips of some of the best wrestling promos of all time, you have to pick the 4th and final member of your improv squad.
Damn, this is great. I'm very excited about this. Okay, yes. Well, you've sent me an email and I haven't seen any of these yet.
Yes.
So
here's who I sent you. Okay. I sent you Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Son of a Plumber. I've sent you Macho Man Randy Savage from 1989. Or 86, rather. Jesus balls. Yeah, me too. I'd like a hook to pluck out my brain as well. That's a little Egyptian science there for you. And Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay.
One of my favorite promos of all time.
Okay. So I'm starting with Dusty.
Okay, start with Dusty.
Okay, here we go.
You can get like 2 minutes into this.
Okay.
And you stop whenever.
Okay.
Here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back.
This is their audition for the team.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. Starrcade 85 it is to the resident fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions.
And I'd also like to thank Headgum.
With that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion.
He looks like a preacher.
Yeah, I mean, they're all like from the South, so that's probably what they saw growing up. God. So it comes out.
God, I love him so much. I've never seen this guy.
This is, this is Dusty Rhodes' Hard Times promo, which is what you're watching. One of the most famous promos in all of wrestling.
Really? Oh, we're going to keep going then.
I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard times.
That's amazing. What a speech.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So that's his impassioned hard times.
Why didn't this guy ever do movies?
I don't know. A few of them jumped up, but Hulk Hogan was like the first person to break that like barrier between Hollywood and because everyone, dude, when Dusty Rhodes was doing it, people weren't sure if wrestling was fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had like this whole world and universe is like living. Imagine living in the Spideyverse,
right?
And
right.
Not being able to tell anyone that it's not a real thing,
right? 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 Is this so a real superhero like
the world that they lived in? So,
where is this guy now?
He is dead.
Oh, that's a sad thing. When did he pass
away? Have you ever
heard
of Gold Dust?
Yeah,
that's his. That's Gold Dust's father.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's and his cool. youngest son is like the head of a new wrestling federation that's
no
competing.
No way. Man, this guy seems like a legend.
He is.
Wow.
So that's choice number one for the improv team. How are you feeling about it?
I mean, it's tough now. It's going to be tough.
Oh, it's going to get harder. It's going to get a lot harder.
All right.
Who's
well,
next? We have Jake.
Jake.
This first clip from Jake is one of my favorite wrestling. This is like, if anyone's like, why did you like Jake the Snake Roberts? Because I loved him when I was little.
Yeah.
And when I was little, he was always a very bad. He was like a bad guy for most of his career.
Right.
But he's very bad. Here, he's a good guy, which was kind of rare. And he was fighting the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase,
right.
who would make people do really embarrassing, really humiliating, dehumanizing things for money.
Okay.
So this is him talking to that person.
All right. Here we go.
Jake the Snake Roberts, the match is at hand.
Well, well, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Here we are at WrestleMania, and it's the biggest match of your career. Why? Because everything you stand for is on the line. Namely, the Million Dollar Belt. Oh, yeah. It can be yours once again. You see, all you have to do to get it back is go through Damien and me. But you see, Damien and I don't forget. We remember all the times you made people grovel for your money. These were people far less fortunate than you. People who could use your money for essentials. And what did you do? You made fun of them. You humbled them, and you humiliated them. Well, now it's my turn. I'm going to make you beg, DiBiase. You are going to get down on your hands and knees. This time, you'll be the one that's humbled. This time, you'll be the one that's humiliated. And this time, you will be the one that grovels for the money. And how appropriate that the money you grovel for is your very own. A victim. Of your own greed, wallowing in the muck of avarice.
Holy shit.
Jake the Snake Roberts, muck of avarice.
Why didn't... Okay, I got some...
The answer to your next question is cocaine.
Okay, got it. All right, who's next? we got a bonus Jake. Should we watch the bonus Jake?
So bonus Jake will be like, if you get to
okay,
the third
okay,
one
okay, okay.
and you're like, I can't, I don't know. We
okay.
have a bonus Jake. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then we're moving on to Macho Man.
Macho Man. One of my favorite Macho Man promos of all time. The further you go back into the 80s, the more batshit crazy. It's like he drank every coffee craft that he could out of the craft, like burning his mouth. And he drank it all. And then he just like, it's just stream of consciousness shit always. This is like pinnacle popularity Macho Man.
Guys, right? Macho Man's drinking the boiling hot coffee right now.
It's not even done yet. He's drinking the... He chewed up a bunch of beans, and now he's drinking boiling water.
His mouth is open underneath the drip, I guess, is what's happening. And then in the back of his ear, oh, oh, yeah!
Macho Man's letting it drip directly into his eyes. So... that's why he's always wearing glasses. He let coffee drip into his eyes. So this is what I want you to pay attention to here is how quickly it goes. This is like the scariest Macho Man promo of all time.
I can't wait.
A lot of times it's like, hey, I'm cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right? But right. This is like he might murder someone.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, I remember way back when the mega powers were bonded. Yeah, you made a lot of promises to the Macho Man, didn't you? Promises that you didn't keep. I remember one specific one, yeah. You promised that Elizabeth would never be in a dangerous position. You broke that promise, didn't you, Hulk Hogan? And who had to come in and make that critical save? The Macho Man, Randy Savage, covering for Hogan again.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so then they show a clip.
Okay. Should I cut through?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hogan, I only come down to your matches when it's absolutely necessary. When you're down and out.
Macho Man didn't want Hulk Hogan's help.
You play by different rules, yeah. You got to get in your grandstanding and your hot dogging, don't you? Yeah. I remember a time when I wrestled the King, too. And in fact, I had Boss Man on the outside of the ring, just like you. The only difference was I was doing real good, yeah. I was styling out there like a champion, yeah. But this who shows up for no reason at all to get his grandstanding and hot dogging in. You, man, you Hulk Hogan. Yeah, you just couldn't stand to sit back with your feet up and watch the champion in action. Well, look at this, prima donna.
Okay, let's go back.
Hulk Hogan, not only are you a Hulk Hogan,
Hulk Hogan,
and stand or a showboat and a prima. Hulk Hogan, not only are you a hot dog, Hulk Hogan, but you're a liar too. In fact, I remember a time.
Oh shit, he's calling him a liar.
One of the man, yeah, that does nothing, uh-huh, but lie. Brother Love, and you told some
Brother
of the
Love
biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life. I love him like a brother.
So they're doing the whole rundown as to why they're fighting.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan going, I loved you like a brother. And then it cuts back.
yeah, that's it.
Holy shit. Dude,
Towards the end, if you could do like the last 30 seconds or whatever, okay, it just gets crazy.
Before
intense.
He rips his sunglasses off or
no,
after?
No, as.
As right he's ripping them off.
He rips them off 8 times.
You said to Elizabeth, it's enough to get me to the boiling point. Yeah.
Holy shit, his eyes.
Hulk Hogan, you say you love Elizabeth? Well, I got news for you, man. Yeah, I got news for you. Elizabeth is going to be in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage at WrestleMania 5. Yeah. And let me tell you something. You say you love me like a brother. Well, listen to this, Hulk Hogan. I hate you. I hate your guts. And that's what's going to be left all over the mat after WrestleMania 5.
Dude, so the thing with Macho Man is like, with almost everyone else, you're like, there's a guy doing a great job trying to be the good guy or bad guy wrestler.
Right.
Right? But with Macho Man, it's just like, okay, yeah, you're whatever you say you are. And whatever you say is happening.
Right.
And it was never like a dude. I didn't look at Macho Man like, there's a dude, that's a guy.
Right.
You know, I thought he was like a totally different thing.
He's just, I mean, what I'm watching it now and feeling that way.
You could picture like Hulk Hogan driving his motorcycle to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
and like getting a coffee and like a newspaper and then be like, all right, brother.
Yeah, you know? yeah.
But Macho Man is like, he would like kick through a wall or something like that. And he'd be like, tell me the news.
Dude, I'm so fascinated by Macho Man. I'm fascinated by him.
Yeah, fascinating guy.
Is he actually sweating or is he covered in oil?
He did a lot of baby oil. He was a baby oil guy. Also, funny story, famous stories, that Andre hated Randy.
Oh, shit.
Andre hated him very much.
Whoa.
And thought he was very, very annoying because he was just that guy all the time. And he would come in to try to like go over his match with Andre while he was playing cards. I think Jake the Snake tells this story. And Andre would just point to him and say, no baby oil. No baby oil.
Boss. Like called him baby oil.
Yeah. And he would just be like, go wipe off all the baby oil. We're not discussing what we're doing out there. I'm going to kick you in the head and then you pin me to the elbow.
So yeah. Andre the Giant wasn't he? It's not that he didn't like baby oil. It's just that he didn't want. That's because when he would talk, he was so high up in the air, it would echo around the canyons.
Yeah, by the time it got to human ears.
Yeah, dude, throwing Macho Man into the mix here makes it very difficult.
So those are your three choices. If you want to hear anybody again, there's another one from Jake. And there's also, you could do an all or nothing round where you could say none of these three guys because it's too tough and I'll take the person sitting in the corner. It's like a wild card.
Is that what this batshit crazy one is?
Yes.
All right, let's see the bonus, Jake. Maybe there's something Jake can do to
So Jake stands up and he's like, give me one more shot.
Okay, yeah. All right, Jake. Let's see what
this
you
is
got.
Bad guy Jake. You got to have bad guy Jake with good guy Jake.
All right, let's hear bad guy Jake.
Jake the Snake Roberts, the match is at hand.
Well, the $1 million man.
No, that's
it's the same one. Hang on.
Is it the same?
It is the same.
Oh, God
yeah,
damn
it's the same.
Is there a way I can send you one right now?
Yeah, send it to me. Just text me.
Jake, just. That makes it.
Oh, wait, or just email me, whatever.
Jesus. So what are you thinking right now for your choices?
I mean, dude, I think Macho Man sweeps it, but I'm very curious to see who your ringer is. I'm very curious to see who your third
is. It's not the ringer. Fifth. It's like if you were in class and you're watching everybody do their thing.
Yeah.
This is like, this decision is too hard. Who's that kid in the corner? That's the new kid.
Oh, we've so never it's seen like, him we'll perform. Just see what he does. Throw him into the ring.
So I don't hurt anyone's feelings. I'm going to get the new kid. Okay, so bonus Jake is up.
Okay.
2 minutes.
I can't wait.
Also, ooh, look at this guy interviewing.
I can't wait. I haven't gotten it
yet. He looks like
a
bar of soap. This is, if you want to watch at home, this is the video is Best Promos, Jake the Snake Robert, or Jake Roberts. We all do things differently.
That's not coming in. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go. All right, Jake, evil Jake
the
Snake. Thank
you, Gorilla Monsoon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, many events that occur here in the World Wrestling Federation have fans the world over talking about it, but I don't think anyone had wrestling fans more disgusted than what you, Jake the Snake Roberts, did to Ricky the Dragon Steamboat from behind on Saturday
mesh
night's
tank
main
top.
Event.
Don't you realize
neon
the
green.
Steamboat, they were all open hand material, just little boys to play with.
Jake Roberts, let me ask you this. I agree with you. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was the toughest competition you faced here in the World Wrestling Federation. But that was the moment you chose to come up from behind before the match started. Perhaps you were afraid of meeting any real competition face to face?
You're saying that I'm afraid.
Afraid.
You know something? Sometimes it's better to remain quiet and be thought a fool than it is to speak up and erase all doubt. And Steamboat, you made a mistake by turning your back on me.
Because I don't.
That's so good. Dude, because what you're doing is you're like, go on TV and sell this match.
Yeah.
Right? So people would go and say, I'm the best. You're not the best. I'm the best.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they would yell and they'd flex their muscles and be like, you come to the, you know, Nassau Coliseum and I'll beat you up because I'm the best and I'm the strongest. And then Jake would be like, it is better to remain silent. To be the fool and to speak up and erase all doubt. That's, dude, that puts you so far above everyone. I'm the stronger one. And I'll and I'll show you.
So that made Jake the Snake, like, this really elevated his career at this point. Yeah. Like, this is when
he used to be like, everyone can yell. Everyone can yell. So I'm not going to be the yelling guy. I'm going to be, because when you're quiet, people are forced to listen to you.
He looks like the kind of guy that would, like, throw a full Budweiser at me, at my head.
Like, he would fuck your mom. Like, he is everyone's stepdad.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like the stepdad that your mom was like, I got to get with some wild, like, long-haired muscle boy with a mustache.
Yeah, like, she knew she wasn't going to be with him for a long time.
Right, right.
She's like, I've never dated around. Let me date around. Let me have fun.
Yeah.
And you're like, Mom, I don't know, dude. He's fucking selling drugs out of the garage.
That's
and
the guy. Like, just let him, dude. That's the guy your mom starts to date when she wants to get thrown around the room.
Yeah. He's a free spirit.
Yeah,
but also, you're going to have to leave the house for 4 days.
Mom, he's selling drugs right outside the house. Look.
Oh, shush. We've all done drugs.
Listen, he's
what?
Just,
you're my mom.
He's had a hard life. Can we just look at the clip, the other clip, just for
only
fun?
If you're gonna, only if you're going to say, I don't want any of these guys in my corner. I'm picking the new kid. And then you get up and he does this.
All right. Okay. So against my better judgment, I'm going to, cause Macho Man, it's gotta be Macho Man, but against my better judgment, I'm going to let Macho Man go do his own thing. I'm going for this guy you got in the corner.
Tell me why Macho Man first.
Because the thing is in improv, in my improv team, I would love to have someone that was just like uncontrollable.
No matter what.
Because you could throw them into a scene and it would be he'd be a wild card. He'd be like, dude, wherever you thought this was going, whatever you were planning in this scene, absolutely forget about it. Cause this guy is going to just destroy everything. Like, and I think, and also I think he's fucking hilarious. I think he's one of the funniest wrestlers that there is. And I don't know if it's intentional or not. So it's hard to say if it's just
definitely, I could show you promo. I can give you good examples of ones where he's like very intentionally funny and he's able to switch from like silliness to selling the match in a second.
So which is crazy. So he's like a genius. He had like timing. He had all the things you want from in an improv team, except what most people don't want is someone that won't follow the rules and someone who won't, you know, keep within the confines of improv shit.
Yes, and
Location.
Yeah, I need a location.
Imagine trying to explain yes and to Macho Man.
How about no but? You said yes and, I said no but.
All right, so even though he would be my number one choice, I feel like I wouldn't be able to handle the absolute madness that would ensue from having him in our team. So I'm going for this batshit crazy new kid.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, here I go. This is who I'm choosing. Oh, the music's great so far.
That's his ringtone.
I'm a city council from a place long from here, and I came here for one reason. To attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to send. Send the power of water down everybody's throat in the WWE till I become sick of it. Well, you're gonna get
sick
press of
pause. And now's the time in the class where you're like, he said we're at a gas station. The location was
gas station.
Okay, why don't you get us started? Okay, you guys are at a gas station. You're all gas station attendants.
Well, and when I get big enough, brother, there ain't gonna be room for anybody else.
Hold on. I just want to get my car filled with gas.
Me and all the warriors float through the veins and the power of the warrior.
Oh, okay. Do you have any hot dogs at the gas station?
How must I prepare? You must ask yourself. Should I jump off the tallest building in the world? Should I lay on the lawn and let him run over me with lawnmowers? Should I go to Africa and let him?
Okay, I'm just looking for directions to the grocery store.
Top of me with raging elephants. You can.
Holy shit!
I think we're gonna have
to. Fucking hell, dude! If I went to an improv show, and that was like the third sketch starts. And it's like audience suggestion, gas station. It's a gas station and someone's looking for directions. They go to talk to the gas station attendant. And the scene opens and there's a man that looks like the Ultimate Warrior. Like in this outfit, like no shirt, oiled up, fucking giant belt, face paint, wet long hair.
Yeah.
And then there's like a that's the scene, and then the guy comes in and asks for directions, and then he just starts fucking.
You can feel it, dude! You can feel it!
I would lose my goddamn mind! I think that'd be the greatest thing ever!
What about if it's in a movie? If they go to a gas station in a movie, and you're expecting like a normal actor, and then he comes out in like the Dickies like mechanic full body suit where it's unzipped.
Yeah, the jumpsuit.
To his waist, and he has makeup on.
Spaceship with the rocket fuel, loaded with the warriors. In my final meeting with the gods from the heavens above, as they spoke to me and hit me with the power of the Ultimate Warrior, they told me, exit stage left, exit stage right.
Dude, I would love to see Christopher Walken and the Ultimate Warrior in a movie together pretending to be Irish. So there's your improv squadron, dude. I'll come to your show.
Dude, Ultimate Warrior, holy shit. I didn't think someone could be more intense than Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Ultimate Warrior as intense as the classic wrestlers got?
I mean, there's different levels of intensity. Also, there was like, you're forgetting about a whole group of people who would like hit each other with barbed wire and glass.
Yeah, that's right. Holy shit.
Yeah, so he was like the most cartoony. He was like the most Nickelodeon version of extreme.
Right.
You know? And we love, dude, I was the perfect age for him. He took Hulk Hogan's place as like the dude who sold all the tickets for 20 years or whatever. Damn. It was, 10, 15 years, since like 1985. And then he was meant to take that place in the company. And I was like, whatever, maybe 10, 8, 9, 10 years old. And the colors and the screaming and him talking about being from outer space, like none of it made sense. Like Hulk Hogan was a person.
Right.
You know, he was larger than life, but he was a dude. You saw his face. He had a mustache. Like my dad has a mustache. I get it. You know, he's bald like a man.
Yeah.
And Ultimate Warrior was like, I came down from the heavens, and then the lightning struck my balls, and then everything is fire always. And you're like, what the fuck? How's the mustache guy supposed to compete with lightning bolt from the gods guy?
So it was like taking Rambo and then suddenly putting like Wolverine in there.
It was like if an old screenwriter,
suddenly had a superhero.
If an old screenwriter wrote a classic hero, that would be Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And then the screenwriter's getting kind of old, so he has to pass the torch down. So they get like a 10-year-old all jacked up on Jolt Cola.
And pixie and sticks. Like,
make a superhero right now. You have 5 minutes. It's like, okay.
Everything's fire and he came from space.
He wears this thing on his face and his streamers on his arms.
Dude, those things on his arms are pretty great.
So tight. So vascular.
I hope he's okay.
He has also passed away.
Man, rest in peace.
I cried a lot. I cried a lot when he, and it might seem ridiculous. It might just be ridiculous, but I cried a lot.
That's not ridiculous.
When he passed away.
When did he pass away? 2 years ago?
No, like 2014 or something like
that. Damn. Yeah, no, that's okay, man. I mean, look, it's childhood heroes, you know? Like, when fucking Robin Williams died, so many people were like, don't talk to me for, like, a week. I need to go be alone. It felt like you lost someone close to you. And that's a powerful thing.
Dude, can I say, speaking of which, we don't even really have time to get into it, but I just want to gloss over and keep going, I guess. Mm-hmm. Zoya saved someone's life yesterday.
What?
Zoya straight up saved a man's life yesterday.
What the fuck? What happened?
She came out of the apartment, and one of our neighbors was talking to another one of our neighbors' parents, who they like don't speak English. So he was having a hard time communicating with them. But he was saying, I have a tightening in my chest, and I can't breathe. I need someone to take me to the hospital. So Zoya was like, what's going on? So he explained to Zoya that he couldn't breathe or whatever. And she was like, okay, I'll take you to the hospital.
Whoa.
And they're both wearing masks and stuff. And that's what I was the most worried about. I was like, what if he has it?
Yeah.
And so apparently he doesn't have it, but what he had was like his lung collapsed. And I guess it just it happened to his mother. It might be a hereditary thing. And if Zoya hadn't been there to like get that part of the conversation and drive him to the hospital, then he would be dead.
Oh, he'd be dead. My God. So they saved his life and he's okay now?
Saved his life. Yes. Mostly Zoya, but also the doctors.
Zoya stuck a straw down into his throat and blew his lung back up and saved
him. Zoya breathed for him for 13 hours. Yeah.
Dude, that's... I don't think I've ever known someone that like saved someone's life, really. I mean, there's people that are like, I did saved someone's
life, but Zoya did it the most recently. So she's she's the champion.
Whoa, what the fuck? You guys are lifesavers.
Yeah. Mine was a kid. So mine is kind of worth more because the kid has more of a future to do good things. And
well, you're going to go to the champagne room in heaven. Zoya's going to be outside.
He's gonna be outside the gates watching me sip champagne with the angels.
He saved a kid. Do you get that?
No, but not to downplay it at all. Zoya is she's just fucking awesome.
She's an angel, dude.
Very selfless, awesome person.
Wow, she must feel pretty good about that.
I hope sunshine. Whoa.
Wow, you got to get her a rose or something, man. Get her some flowers.
No, I mean, she already has the feeling from saving someone's life.
She doesn't need anything else.
I'll get her one of those Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Christmas
treats. There you go. Give her a kiss at least, for God's sake. Touch her eye. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for sharing that story. Holy shit. What an uplifting moment and a wonderful way to end the show.
Yeah.
That was great, man.
That was our history road for today.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck, that's crazy. We got to get Zoya on the next one to talk about it after you do it or whatever. But guys, listen, thank you. Thank you to Zoya. And thank you to people out there that save lives selflessly, helping people.
Like HeadGum.
They selflessly help us. And thank you for supporting us and the show and watching our dumb shit and checking out our sponsors. And thank you to our sponsors. And we just have like a wonderful little thing here. And I don't want to take any of that for granted. So I just, I want to thank everybody. And I just appreciate it a lot. It's awesome. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. And then it does make sense. And it's overwhelming and fun and happy and all those good feelings. And I love it. And I appreciate you guys.
Same.
Well, guys. Guys, thanks for watching the show and listening to the show. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter.
That was a HeadGum podcast.